Sonoma County's wine industry stepped up to make sure essential workers got vaccinated. To find out how they did it, we welcome Carissa Cruz, president of the Sonoma County Wine Growers. Good morning, Carissa.
Good morning, Michelle. How are you?
I'm doing well. So this is very exciting. Tell us how your organization and others put together a program to vaccinate our essential ag workers.
Yeah, this was actually a pretty unprecedented collaboration. And so Sonoma County Wine Growers, the Sonoma County Vintners, and Sonoma County Farm Bureau, sort of representing the different ag and production organizations in the county, actually forged a partnership, unlike one we've done before, with the West County Health Center, Alexander Valley Healthcare, Alliance Medical Center, Sonoma Valley Health Center, and the Sonoma County Medical Association, and just to really work together to see how we could create sort of a partnership to get our essential workers vaccinated. So it started already back on January 22nd. I actually looked at my calendar to find the first meeting, so it was already 2 months ago in January, and we just started doing, you know, weekly phone calls with the leadership of those different community health care centers and our local organizations. And you know, every week we'd start to talk about, you know, what the vaccination process looked like for the next week, how many doses we'd be coming into the county, and what our need was for ag and production. And so, and then we just worked together to get blocks of appointments. And then there was a lot of trust between the health centers and our industry associations then to be able to take those block of appointments and go back out to our members and help our, you know, our farm workers and production workers get to access to those appointments and get vaccinated.
Now, vaccine supply has been an issue all over the place. Where were your vaccines coming from, and how did you work with clinics?
Yeah, so, you know, they were coming through sort of the usual channels, like I said, if there's anything usual in the whole process, but the usual channels of, you know, the state down to the county. And so we are really thankful that our county leadership, you know, continued to prioritize agriculture as one of its, you know, essential tiers early on. And so then the health centers were able to get, you know, allocations each week specifically for, you know, essential workers. And so, you know, we, depending on the week, you know, we might have 50 spots available to us. And then as we kind of gained momentum, it was more and more spots available in terms of appointments. And so, you know, it was kind of done alongside the other, you know, the healthcare workers, teachers, you know, the depending on what age tier was of appointments of importance at that time. And so we were just kind of part of that broader process, but really working to sort of vet and say, okay, I know I have 100 farm workers that need vaccines up in Alexander Valley, and then I'd work with the Alexander Valley Healthcare Center to say, how many can I get this week to support those workers? And so it was really a lot of communication, a lot of logistics, a lot of collaboration, and frankly, a lot of trust in building these kind of pretty incredible partnerships and relationships that I think will really help us moving forward in terms of being really proactive for healthcare for, in our community.
Yeah, this definitely sets up at least a communication system that can be useful in other ways as well. Now, there are other ag workers outside of wine grapes in Sonoma County. Is this program also targeting those workers?
Absolutely. So Sonoma County Farm Bureau has been taking the lead on sort of non-vineyard ag workers, although, you know, as you know, a lot of our farmers farm multiple crops. So it might be, you know, vineyards and apples and dairies and vineyards. And so, you know, sometimes there's a little crossover. It's just been interesting, though, where a lot of those workforce is actually, they're, you know, in the Santa Rosa and Petaluma area. And so we've been a little slower to get appointments in that location versus over in Sonoma Valley, up in Alexander Valley, Healdsburg, Windsor, and West County. Those have kind of been our primary locations. And then we had a really incredible partnership also with the Sonoma County Medical Association. They've been doing just incredible work alongside our community healthcare organizations. And so we were able to get a dedicated day at the fairgrounds through the Sonoma County Medical Association for our wine grower partners, and then another day for our vintner partners. And so those 2 days, we vaccinated about 1,200, you know, vineyard and production workers just across those 2 days. So it's days like that that help you really kind of move through sort of a large part of our community. So it's just been pretty fantastic.
Now, technology is one of those hurdles for some of the most vulnerable as they try to get vaccinated. You have to navigate a website, figure out when you can get an appointment, that sort of thing. How did you approach that problem?
Yeah. It's confusing for all of us, not just the most vulnerable, I think, in this process. So, you know, what we learned is in sort of the model that I think could really work going forward is that we've always known that, you know, employees, the farm workers, have a trusted relationship with their employer. And so we really relied on the employer to be, you know, part of the solution to setting up those appointments for their employees who wanted it. And so, you know, we would get a block of appointments. So say I'd get 50, you know, appointments in West County for next week. I would then look at my list and say, okay, I know I have these, you know, three farmers that still have, you know, a total of 50 workers that need to be vaccinated. So I'd work with those farmers then, or their, you know, someone at their business, and say, okay, here's your block of appointments. We had downloaded the application in both, or registration in both Spanish and English, so they could work with their employees to get it filled out. We actually have someone on our team who's from Mexico. He's bilingual, so he was doing follow-up calls and helping do translation if we needed it. And then, you know, we really worked with the employers to make those appointments. So that kind of took a lot of the confusion. So instead of having to set up 8,000 appointments, we were able to go through, you know, the 1,500 organizations to, you know, to get access to support those 8,000 workers.
Hmm. Wow. Now, your success has caught the attention of others in this state. Are you talking to other organizations?
We are. We've been sharing, you know, best practices with regions around the state. We've been sharing it with our Ag Commissioner. Obviously, we've, you know, in communication with Secretary of Ag, Karen Ross, just talking about, you know, what success can look like if you're really open to sort of unusual partnerships and collaboration and lots of communication. And then honestly, just putting in the hard work of logistics. So I can share with you a really scary Excel spreadsheet color-coded by parts of the county that say, you know, how many appointments are needed in West County, how many are needed in Alexander Valley, who it is. And I think what was really interesting with this process, because we hear a lot about, you know, do people want the vaccine or not? And, you know, we said in the early days, we're like, we know there are a lot of people do. So let's start there. Let's get vaccines, you know, for the farm workers, the production workers that want it. Let's start with those folks, and then we'll go to the next list. And so what's been just sort of awesome is we've seen there be a lot of, like, almost peer-to-peer education happening. And so, you know, we go back to, you know, one of our growers, and, you know, they say, okay, I have 50 employees, but only 42 right now want it. We're like, okay, no problem. So we go support those 42 getting appointments. And then about a week later, we get a call, and they'd say, hey, you know those eight that didn't want it? Well, now they've seen their colleagues, their peers, their fellow, you know, employees be just fine.
Right.
And so now they're interested. They're seeing that there's not this, you know, adverse impact of getting the vaccine. So then we'd sort of cue those next eight people back on the list and say, great, like, well, let's, the next time we have a block of appointments, we'll get those eight folks in. And so, you know, that, and then having folks on the ground at the clinics, you know, at the fairgrounds, at that point where, you know, I mean, trust me, I don't even like shots. So when you have that last moment of, like, nervous energy as you're going in for the vaccine, we'd have folks there, you know, bilingual, you know, talking people through and sort of, you know, providing comfort and saying, you know, here's what the process is going to look like. And, you know, you don't have to, you know, be afraid of it. Here's how you're going to feel. And, you know, we can support you through this. So
wow.
I think, you know, that was important. And then, you know, just the follow-up. So, you know, the benefit of working through the employers is you're able to ensure that there's transportation to the site.
Mm-hmm.
You're able to ensure that there's follow-up after the appointments to see how people are feeling, you know, to check in with them to make sure they're getting what they need. And so I think, you know, we just learned that sort of through that collaboration and honestly the trust of the health centers. I mean, we kind of came in January and said we've never really worked together in a true partnership. And, you know, we have sort of, you know, communication with all the farmers and the production folks in the county. Take a chance on us. We'll take a chance on you. We're gonna try this and see how it works. And it just, every week we sort of gain momentum as we saw the process just run really smoothly.
Wow.
Lots of credibility and there we went.
Such an amazing collaboration and such success. Thank you so much, Carissa.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks. And it's National Ag Day, so it's a great chance to tell
Yay.
Our story on National Ag Day.
That's great. We'll talk again soon. That is Carissa Cruz, president of the Sonoma County Wine Growers.